Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
You didn't tell me how long this is going to take.
Well, it is around 10 minutes or less, depending on your answers.
No, I don't have 10 minutes.
Oh, or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in helping us right now?
Excuse me?
Is there anybody else at home who would be interested to helping us into helping us in the survey right now?
Is this about politics?
This is about the upcoming elections, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American? Yes?
I'm black.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
63.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
A 10.
Excuse me. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. With which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. We have Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic.
Donald Trump getting elected again.
Thank you. The last three, we have a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, and the cuts to social safety net like Social Security. Would you like to add another one?
Donald Trump getting elected again is our biggest threat.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to add another one, or are you...
That's fine. And the Supreme Court.
Oh, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Yes.
Is that correct? Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one we have is Republicans in Congress.
How do I feel about Republicans in Congress?
Yes, on a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means that you feel very warm. I'm sorry. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Any number between 0 and 100.
0.
Thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
Cornel West?
Yes, Cornel West.
He's not a Republican.
Yes, we just want to know, how do you feel about him on a scale from 0 to 100?
He's not elected, so I'll say 75.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
80.
Hakeem Jeffries.
100.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Project 2025.
0.
And Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
And would you say you have seen, read, or heard a lot, some, only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more favorable or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And is that somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote or support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next one is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and yeah, not have the government, well, we still have three lines, and okay, not have a government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. Is that still a 10?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now the next one is both of Kamala Harris's parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and prioritized marijuana arrests. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed were dropped.
Chair.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, in this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring this country together. Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you once again, or for the final time, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Kamala Harris will be our next president.
Thank you. And now that we've talked a little bit more about the elections, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely. Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes and will be done. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Is it Instagram, Twitter, or X, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or other? You can select up to two.
Other, I guess.
Okay, other. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
More than half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.